Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
And we get a chance to talk to a man who has the ability to call games with a guy whose name keeps coming up. He's play-by-play voice of the New Orleans Pelicans, Ty Graffanini, joining us via the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line. Graf, how you doing?
I'm tremendous, team. How you doing? How you doing, Joe?
Outstanding, my brother.
We were wanting to talk to you. We were trying to wait, but with the trade deadline, Hawks get the Pelicans next week,
right.
And that was going to be a good one. So we were trying to wait, but with the trade deadline, you guys have a similar scenario like we have here in Atlanta. John Collins here has been balling out, has been a big part of what the present and the future is supposed to be, and his name was coming up in trade talks. Now, Lonzo Ball, for you guys, has been balling out. He's supposed to be a part of the present and the future of what the Pelicans are supposed to be, and one of the team names that was coming up was a potential trade for the Atlanta Hawks. Why is Lonzo Ball's name coming up when he's playing so well, 14 points and five, almost six assists a game?
Well, you know, first of all, home team, this is fascinating to me. You know, this is my second year in the league, but obviously going a year back, we did not have a trade deadline. The season shut down on March 11th, and we went from there to the bubble in July. So we really did not have these types of situations a year ago. But I think it really came up a couple of months ago, home team, when the Pelicans really struggled out of the gate. And one of the names that came up, look, and we talked to David Griffin, our executive vice president of basketball operations, a lot about this. When teams struggle, then you hear these rumors, and they start almost immediately. And one of the names that came up early, look, when the team struggles, you got to get rid of this guy. You got to trade this guy. You got to trade this guy. Well, one of the first names that came up was Lonzo Ball. Coincidentally or not, when Ball's name came up 2 months ago, David Griffin went right to him and said, look, you can't worry about all the talk that's going on outside this locker room. You just got to put your head down. You got to keep playing. And since then, and it's really been the end of January, home team, Lonzo Ball has been fantastic for the Pelicans. He is, and if you look at the numbers in wins, he's averaging about four more points than the Pels do in losses. He's shooting almost 45% from three in victories. So he has really been an X factor. You've had go-to guys, obviously, all year long with Zion Williamson and Brandon Ingram. But in terms of wins and losses, Lonzo Ball has really been the key to this team. And again, since those trade rumors have come up, he's played his best basketball. And I think originally, home team, why is because the Pelicans had a chance to extend him and give him max money prior to the season. They did that with Brandon Ingram. Brandon Ingram is now a max player for the Pelicans, and he's a cornerstone of this franchise along with Zion Williamson. They did not do that with Lonzo Ball, and I think that's why the speculation has started, and we'll see what happens at 2 o'clock. I just, again, think it's fascinating because David Griffin's got a lot of decisions to make, and personally, I'm kind of glad that I'm not doing it because there are a lot of options that he has, and of course, one of the options as well, home team, is not doing anything.
Yeah, so same with the Hawks.
We're going to see. It's really, really intriguing to me what's going to go down.
Graf, it was a head-scratcher to many of us when Stan Van Gundy got named to be the head coach, dealing with young guys, and maybe thought he was a little too much old school for those guys. But how's his chemistry been with the team, and especially the young superstar, Zion Williamson?
Good question, Joe. I think he's been perfect as to what the Pelicans have needed, and he has been old school, and especially in training camp when the practices were going 2.5-3 hours prior to the season. Now, as the season has gone on, and you're playing every other day and a lot of back-to-backs. What's really hurt the Pelicans this year, because they're such a young team, and Stan Van Gundy has talked about this constantly, is there is not enough practice time. And he's a big, big practice guy, and there just has not been enough time. Now, they're going to get a workout in today. We actually have a rare situation, guys, where we've had a couple of days off going into the game tomorrow night against the Denver Nuggets. But I think he's been really, really good for this young group. They've really bought in. The problem with the Pels are they've just been so inconsistent this year because of the youth. And you look to, you know, some of the games we've lost this season. It's just been so frustrating. I mean, we've lost six games this year, guys, where we've had 15 or more points as far as a lead. That's most in the league. I mean, you're up 15, you figure you're going to win. Well, we lost six of those games. We've lost 10 games with double-digit leads. So it's really been the inconsistency of the youth of this team that's hurt. But I think Stan Van Gundy's been a very good fit from day one.
What are your thoughts on the Hawks as a whole? They won eight in a row, and they just lost their second. And if there is a trade, what do you think Lonzo and Trey would look like if they were on the court in the fourth quarter at the end of some of these games?
Well, that's a good question. And man, how you guys lose to Sacramento? I mean, come on. I
Aaron
mean,
Fox.
You know, yeah, well, I don't look. He's torched us as well.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're going head-to-head with Sacramento for one of those final spots. So kind of pulling for the Hawks last night. But look, you know, and here's the thing. Since we've seen the emergence of Point Zion, and that is a real thing at the end of January, and really the date has been January 27th. Since January 27th, and we've seen Zion Williamson handle the ball much, much more, the Pelicans are number two in offensive rating in the league. The offense has just exploded. So Lonzo Ball has been playing off the ball a lot more than he was prior to that, and that's how his shooting numbers have gone way, way up, really to the point where he was prior to the season ending last year. He was up to 39% when March 11th hit, shooting from three. That's where he is right now. He is a very good catch-and-shoot three guy. As a matter of fact, he's up to about 44%, 45% on catch-and-shoot threes. So he has been fantastic off the ball. But what's really has been fun to watch, guys, is the unspoken communication between Lonzo and Zion Williamson. Those two guys have a lot of chemistry, and that's why if – you know, he's dealt. We'll see what happens as far as the rest of the team goes. But I think he'd be very good off the ball, to answer your question, home team, because he has been playing off the ball a lot this year, specifically in the last 2 months, and he's really flourished. His rebounding numbers are very good. His assist totals have gone up, despite him not really playing the point every possession. So he's proved he can be versatile. He's a pretty solid defender. What he has to improve on a night in and night out basis is his consistency, because we've seen games where he's been very, very good, and then the next night he just has not been the player he was 24 hours ago. Now, I know that can happen a lot in the NBA, but for a player of the caliber of Lonzo, you'd really like him to be a little bit more consistent, and I think that's really what's been holding him back as far as him being a very good player to an elite player.
Well, thanks for the time and the information. He could be dealt. He could not be dealt. There are guys that are in holding patterns. We're seeing a bunch of names around the league where people are trying to get their hands on bigs. They're trying to get their hands on guards. So we'll just wait and see. But one of the interesting stories, Lonzo Ball's name coming up and potentially could be a Hawk. We'll see by the trade deadline if that turns out to be. And we'll catch up with you down the road. Thanks for the time, Graf.
Great to talk to you guys.
Ty Gravenidi, the voice of the New Orleans Pelicans, joining us via the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Is there chaos in your closet?
Look, Blouse, you've got some nerve hanging there like that.
I can't help it. I'm jammed in here next to this suit.
Hey, I'm a three-piece, all right? Which means I need a little more room.
You've got a lot of attitude for a linen suit.
I'm a polyester blend, sweetheart. There needs to be room for men's clothes, too.
Hi, I'm Christina, and at Artisan Custom Closets, we help families organize and simplify their closets with customized storage solutions. See what's possible for your home at artisancustomclosets.com and then call us for a free in-home consultation.